Now, why does all this happen? Why does a universal religion tend to become an ethnic religion? Well, this is the result of what I call the gravitational pull. The gravitational pull. It's a law, it's an expression borrowed, I think, from whatever it is, I don't know the technical term, probably from rocketry or something like that. That we all know that the Earth has a gravitational field, and that any object within this field will be subject to terrestrial gravity. In other words, it'll be pulled down towards the Earth. So in order to escape this pull down towards the Earth, you just have to go beyond the gravitational field of the Earth. Then you can swing free into space, lose yourself among the stars and so on. And it's the same, we may say, with universal religion and ethnic religion, the higher evolution and lower evolution, the new man and the collective man. The new man emerges, or rather he struggles to emerge, in the midst of the collective man, in the midst of the group. And he feels all the time that he's trying to emerge, to get free from the group. He feels the pulls and he feels the pressures of the group. And last week you may remember how we saw that this happened in the case of the artist. The artist wants to be himself, wants to be an individual, wants to be free, follow his own path, paint his own pictures, compose his own poems. But what does society say? What does the group say? What does the herd say? Conform. Sometimes they conform or perish. So the artist, the struggling new man, the new man who is struggling to emerge, may submit. He may conform. He may have no other alternative. This is the gravitational pull. And this pull is not just outside him, it's inside him too. Because he himself is still partly collective man. He's not yet fully the new man. He still belongs partly to the lower evolution. Now, he's no longer subject to these pulls, no longer subject to this gravitational pull coming from below. He's no longer subject to it only after reaching a certain point in the higher evolution, a point rather high up. And this is the point of no return. And this is, of course, the subject of our lecture the week after next, stream entry, or the point of no return.